Hi, I'm Trevor Pinch from Cornell University in the United States.
And I'm Mark Lane, also at Cornell University.
Welcome to WebWatch,
a weekly view of new technologies.
And today, Mark, I know you want to read a eulogy for that iconic piece of French technology, the Minitel. It recently died, alas, of old age.
Yes, Trevor. I first encountered the Minitel over 20 years ago when I arrived in France. At that time, the France Telecom Company gave away these machines for free with the promise that they would replace it if it went wrong. I've still got one, but I can't use it anymore.
Perhaps for the benefit of our listeners, you can tell them what a Minitel was.
Well, very simply, it's a box with a text-based screen, a keyboard and a modem which you connected to your telephone line in parallel with your telephone. It allowed you to call up services such as consulting your bank account and then display the result on the screen. You could even do financial transactions like buying air tickets. You just used your telephone to dial up the magic number 3615, followed by the code for the service you wanted, and you were online.
It seems that unlike similar British video tech services, which I remember from the 1970s, such as CFAX and Prestel, what made the French Minitel system so effective was that dedicated keyboard, which allowed input and interaction. Today, of course, we've got the internet for this.
Yes, but in those days, consulting my bank account was quicker, cheaper, and safer than it is now. No booting up a computer required, no internet service provider to pay, and no computer viruses at all. It was so simple to use that almost everybody did, which is not something you can say about the internet.
So it was more practical and a user-friendly technology?
Yes, and it could have been installed all over the world and no doubt been developed into another kind of internet. The business model was brilliant because the user was charged for using his own telephone. The telecoms company just had to divvy up the proceeds while taking a big chunk for itself.
So why didn't it take off?
Well, the French wanted to sell the Minitel as a whole prepackaged system, but were unwilling to sell it in its parts. Plus, in the countries where it was tested, they tried selling terminals, unlike in France, where the terminals were free. This meant there was little uptake.
I've read that many of the services we now take for granted on the internet actually have their roots in the Minitel era.
Quite right. A lot of French internet millionaires actually started their businesses on the Minitel and then switched. On the Minitel, there was a free phone directory, mail order businesses, databases such as flight arrivals at airports, message boards, stock prices, university applications, weather reports, astrology, and the telephone rose.
The telephone rose?
Yes, the telephone rose marked those services with adult content. It was a major part of the success of the Minitel.
Ah, it's actually very interesting, although no one in polite company likes to talk about it, but so-called adult content has driven the success of many modern communication technologies. For instance, you recall VHS video took off in the US because pornographic films were made available on VHS and not on the rival superior technology Betamax. And of course, the internet itself has been driven, alas, by pornography.
Well, quickly moving on here, another of the big successes of the Minitel was its use by haulage companies to exchange freight so as to optimize the use of their lorries. And early on in this, the newspapers looked into their crystal ball and saw that their small ads revenue would disappear as people set up Minitel services to cater for this market.
So the newspapers got into Minitel small ad sites, did they?
Well, they did even better than that. They got the French Parliament to pass a law saying that only registered newspapers could provide services on Minitel.
And that typical protectionist move limited the growth of Minitel services, I bet.
Not really. Setting up a newspaper was only a formality. Once you had registered your newspapers, you quietly forgot about it while you developed your Minitel services.
So why did Minitel actually die?
It died because it failed to innovate. In fact, innovation had more or less stopped by 1982. The Minitel then lived on in France in a sort of cruise mode until it was put out of its misery in June this year. Don't forget, the origin of the Minitel was a French government decision to develop this technology. But they kept the dead hand of bureaucratic control in place, and that doomed the Minitel to the Museum of Technological Dinosaurs.
This really is a page in the folklore of France. So should we perhaps raise a glass of Chardonnay in memory of the Minitel?
Chardonnay or maybe a glass of pastis. Anyway, I'm keeping my Minitel down in the cellar, waiting for the market in antiquities to catch up with it.
Hey, Mark, you can always sell it on eBay. Whoops, another American technological success story. And that's all we've got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Trevor, at Cornell University.
And it's goodbye from me, Mark, at Cornell. We hope you'll be with us next week on WebWatch.